Hey, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Heart. I do not like this brand new message board because it doesn't play my intro like it's supposed to. So on that note,
here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Welcome to Full Fancy Radio with La Crush Hearts and my co-host, the Black Reporter.
Episode number two.
Right, for the brand new season, this is episode number two. We got some new music I'm debuting. People are starting to send in their music and hitting me up, and I just opened up the chat room, so if you do not see a chat room, please press F5 and refresh. I'm in the chat room right now. What else? PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be. And tonight's topic is Anthony Weiner's Wiener. That's tonight's topic.
I've got my own commentary on that one.
Right.
And we're going to discuss that.
Right. We're going to discuss that. That's tonight's topic. But however, let me give you a little bit more in depth of what I mean by Anthony Weiner's Wiener. It's not just Anthony Weiner, the politician. It's basically anybody that have or wants to post their pictures of a more of adult nature on the internet. Because you know, once it's on the web, that's it. It's up there forever.
Yeah.
So this is basically have you or do you or post stuff on the internet has it ever affected your life? In the sense of you lost your job or you got caught out there or something like that. So basically, you know, it's how you play on the internet. You know, this is internet's been around for 20 plus years. I think at one time or another, people will or have put their photo up on the internet. You know, even whether it's purposely or, you know, directly or indirectly, it's happened at one time or another. So on that note, I'm going to ask Black Reporter to check out my new tracks that I'm going to debut, and I'm going to ask you your commentary. Once again, y'all can call us up at 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Now, this particular piece that I'm about to play is a spoken word that was debuted on Tuesday at the very last minute by our good friend Verbal Skills out of the South. And we never got a chance to, you know, basically we didn't get a chance to comment on it. So right now I'm going to debut it again, and then I'm going to ask y'all your opinions. And basically, you know, if you like it, if you digged it, if it's not, you know, all that good stuff. So this is Verbal Skills' Size of a Butterfly's Kiss, the remix. He went back and reproduced it, and here's his track again.
Lashes inverted, melted,
Hold up. Before I bring out your feature, hold up. I need everybody's attention real quick. Up top, too. Look, I know y'all getting nice at the bar. Y'all bellies is full, and I appreciate that energy because we need that love in here. But real quick, my man got something to say. He want to take the stage, but I need y'all to I need all eyes up here. I need focus. You know what I mean? If y'all could please, I mean, take the cafeteria, lunchroom, school shit, and break it down to a church sermon, like just for. For 5 minutes, my man got something he want to say to y'all. Hey, Shice, come on, man. Hope you can calm him down.
How can I move the crowd? It's a question I ask myself every day. New week beginning, the world still spinning in a social decline. Got so many thoughts on my mind, can't wait to get to the venue and share some issues. And I arrive and realize nobody cares about the poet's tears, ideas, hope, aspirations, and fears. See, he came for the ladies and she came for the drinks. And my mind starts to sink into a situation of deep dread, thoughts pounding in my head when I'm called to the stage and I breathe. Read excerpts from the book of my life. Stand on stage, I turn the page, and I realize I'm talking to a crowd of closed minds and dead eyes. Just wanted to share the art, but the words get sacrificed upon the cross. Cause my sisters are dealing with her own pain. Never broken relationship, thought that man would be the one. And street violence took somebody else's son. And there's a daughter home pregnant at 14 in the hood, got a way of crushing all our dreams. Got a father upstate, a mother with a drug habit, you just can't shake it. I want to speak to the crowd about the African child soldier in the Congo with the AKs. But right here, we got juvenile gangsters stuck in their ways. You can give it to me, and I put it all in my book of poems and make a burnt offering to the mantle. Because if life is in shambles, trust me, ain't nothing you can't handle. But oh my God, it's hard. But tonight, we're going to turn this open mic into the afterlife. Here and now, it's heaven on earth. And it's going to get beautiful like a black baby's bird. Can't crip walk when I talk, get low when I spit fire. Spoken word, good deacon, need you to hum along with the choir. This is street life salvation, up ye mighty nation, off the plantation. I'm so real, I'm drinking 40 ounces of liquid freedom while weak minds work the field. And African blood still spills from the master's bullwhip. But he gonna have to slow down, I carry a full clip. How could I move the crowd? It's a sign on the door, no niggas allowed. I only came to build with the gods, head to the sky. Shice is your big brother, you can call on me. And Satan on your back, trust me, I'm knocking out all bullies. The devil ain't got nothing for me. I'm more powerful than the Negro spiritual. African legacy just rolls off my tongue like drums. Poetic rhythms of hip hop break beats when I speak to the gods. Peace.
All right. That right there was Mrs. Betty's son, a.k.a. Shice, with Move the Crowd. And before that, we once again start off the segment and debuted Verbal Skills, Size of Butterfly Kiss, the remix. And right now I'm going to bring in my co-host, Black Reporter. Did you hear those two pieces, Black Reporter?
Verbal Skills was tight.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with the piece that I had was that it was real, real low.
Really?
Was that just my phone, or was it? I could barely hear it.
The verbal skills?
Yeah.
Piece? Really?
Yeah.
I had to turn it down because it was blazing in my ear. Wow.
Yeah, it was real, real low.
Really?
I mean,
wow.
we might want to ask other callers in the future.
Right.
But to me, that's a. But
right.
The second brother, who's the second brother?
His name is Scheist, a.k.a. Mrs. Betty's son. I would love to have him on the show.
He made you feel like you were there.
Right.
You know,
definitely.
He made you feel like you were in the building.
Right. Y'all can check
that
out. Y'all can both find these gentlemen on Reverb Nation, Verbal Skills, spelt with a Z, one word, and also Mrs. Betty's son. So you can find Scheist also on Reverb Nation. And once again, give us a call, 805-830-8320. I got to get used to this new number. We already got somebody coming to check us out, the 856 area. How are you? And you are on Phone Fantasy Radio Live.
What's up
with y'all? Not much. How are you doing? Is this Blessed Child?
Yeah.
What's up, bro, man? What's up?
What's going on? Like I said, now I ain't hear the first one.
Right. What did you think about the second one, though?
That was deep, man.
That was nice. I like that.
It was deep.
Only got worse for it, man. It's like, yeah, like your co-host said, man. It made you feel like you was in a room, man. Like I was at a freedom march or something.
All right. Moving the crowd. Okay. That's what's up. I would love to have him on the show once again. So if anybody know him, tell him the Crush Hearts want him here on Phone Fantasy Radio Live. Anyway, Blessed Child, we just started the show. We just getting into the conversation. The topic for tonight is Anthony Weiner's Weiner. If you're in New York City or the tri-state area, you know about the whole, in the U.S. of A, you know about the whole politician Anthony Weiner was caught or exchanging or posting nude pictures of himself, adult version pictures of himself online, and somebody got it on Twitter, and it was a whole big thing, and people was asking for him to resign and, you know, all that good stuff. He finally did. But my question right now is, one, do you think we as a people took it too far, wanting him to leave?
Okay.
Yeah,
real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, but
I think what he did, he messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody messed up in the world, man. That's why God sent his son to die on the cross, man, because we repent our sins, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
America paint a picture like everybody perfect. Ain't nobody perfect in the world. Everybody going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
What he messed up is he tried to deny it. That's the only thing that put him on the back burner. He tried to deny the whole thing at first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Everybody gonna make mistakes from politics or regular people. Politics and they regular people too. People gonna make mistakes regardless, man.
Mm-hmm.
I see. If he doing something good, and he in the house, he doing something good. Don't stop that. But like I said, I'm only one man, man. That's how I think, man. I think everybody deserves a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So.
And politics, psyche all the way around anyway.
Right. And what you was going to say, Black Reporter?
Okay. This is my commentary on the situation. Look back at Bill Clinton, John Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Who had discretion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Indiscretion, excuse me. Anthony Weiner did not break any laws.
Mm-hmm.
He may have done something seen by people as immoral.
Mm-hmm.
He may have broken house rules.
Mm-hmm.
By taking those pictures in the house gym, which, by the way, he is still a member of.
Mm-hmm.
He still has the right to use the house gym,
mm-hmm.
even though he's no longer a member. But I don't see why he resigned.
Okay, okay.
He resigned because of the pressure.
Do you think that's what it was? Well, come to find out, you know, we find out, like Bless said, at first he did deny the situation that happened, and then we come
and yeah, because he lied, because he started out with lying, and that may be the reason that he was forced out, because he lied about it.
Okay, and then
that may have been the main thing.
All right, then can I go now? Okay, mm-hmm. Then the second part of the situation is his wife now has been reported pregnant. And I want y'all want to know, does that weigh a factor into the situation as well?
He's embarrassed himself and his wife.
Right. What you think, Black Blessed Child?
That's what I think, man. I think the media should leave it alone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
God the judges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let his wife, because that's the one who hurts the most, his wife.
Right.
Let them work that out. I mean, that's between them two, what he did. Not
right.
Between him the whole America.
And I mean, they was going in on this guy. Everywhere you look, there was a story about it. He was hacked. More pictures was coming up, more of this, more of that, and, you know, people was reporting it. They was really going in like this was brand new news, but I agree with y'all, you know, politicians, should they be held in a higher light than the average American?
Mm.
You know, the average Joe? Like, at the end of the day, we do this. Should we do this? Is it right? Is it unright? Is it, you know... You know, is that the excuse we run to? Oh, they're just normal people. But at the end of the day, they're not just normal people. You know, we put our trust, you know what I mean? We put our rights and we put our American patriotism into these individuals that are in office. So at the end of the day, they more than just, you know, average Joes. You know what
can I ask a favor? I want a woman's viewpoint on this, you know, other than Crush. Females who are out there, females who normally call in the show, give us a call, 805-830-8320.
805-880-8320. Right, exactly.
You can see.
Exactly.
I'm the number two.
Thank you very much.
805-830-8320.
Right,
but
I
want a woman's viewpoint.
Yeah, that's
what I want a woman's viewpoint on this. And Crush, we appreciate your viewpoint and everything, but I know there are women out there who, in trying to impress their man or in trying to impress that new man, have sent pictures out there to their new man or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be this part, that part, whatever part.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Well, on that note, what we'll do is, we'll go ahead, Bless. I'm sorry.
My note about politicians, they post that example, but at the end of the day, man, they eat. They sit and kiss just like us.
Right. Right. Okay.
You can't knock one politician. You got to knock them all. It's like that thing with Sally Perry. Look what she done did. Scandal she done ran, but too many people don't talk about that no more.
Right. Nope. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, this is all going to blow over. You know, you know, he's out of office now. Everybody, the haves and the have-nots, the haves got what they want, the have-nots haven't. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's going to fly under the bridge, and we're going to stop hearing about him and, you know, until the baby's born. You know what I mean? All right, folks.
But
go ahead.
The situation is Law and Order. Was it SCU? Yeah, it was the latest SCU. Mm-hmm. Had a show exactly on this.
Yeah,
about
I said yep, as always.
Did you see the show?
No, I haven't seen Law and Order. I'm not sure.
Okay, SCU had a show in which a young lady was sent a young man a picture of herself, and then because of this, because of this judge, she was brought in as a child pornography, because they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And this judge, who had a friend who was running a prison, and she got so much money for person that she sent to them, and she got sent to a prison all the way in Ohio. This is Law and Order, of course, in New York. And they say, well, why is she sending them to this prison all the way in Ohio when this is a local matter?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kids sending kids, you know, and they can get tagged with child pornography, you know, if these are kids sending pictures of themselves to each other.
Right. We understand that. That's a whole other episode. I mean, that's a whole other show right there when it comes to the whole kids thing.
True too.
But, you know, I mean, kids and politicians are definitely not on the same level. That right there consists of a whole nother can of breach. You know what I mean? Like when it comes to being underage and sexting and all types of stuff like that, and, you know, a father, parents and stuff like that. But the thing is, folks, if people don't know the story, it was supposed to be a hacker that sent pictures of Anthony Weiner to a college student on Twitter, right? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
And she clicked on the link, and it was basically, you know, a picture of him. Now, she has been going on record to say that, you know, she's not bothered of it. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't really bother her too much. You know, she felt sorry for him or whatever the case may be. She wasn't offended by it. She was a little shocked. But she said, you know, she doesn't think he need to lose his job and all like that. She was real fair about it. You know, like, you know, everybody get hacked. Everybody does things like that. Everybody that has posted, you know, pictures of themselves have that type of experience. Like you said, once it's out there, you don't know who got access to it. And nothing on the internet is safe, regardless of how many virus or search or whatever programs you got, it's not 100% safe. Internet need a condom. No, I'm just playing. right now, we're going to go ahead. We're gonna take this one last caller. Bless, I'm gonna pause you. Black Report, I'm gonna pause you. I'm gonna let this caller come in, speak what she gotta speak, or he gotta speak, and then we're gonna go ahead and play some more music. So, we got right now, 347, no 647. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. And who are you?
My name is Jay Black.
Jay Black. Oh.
Yeah.
J Jay Black, a local artist, right? A local artist in Brooklyn, New York?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Black, how are you today?
I'm fine. Just getting up, waking up.
Just waking up?
Yeah, just waking up, just getting up.
Oh, you want to...
Had a long day today.
You're on that grind, right? You're on that grind, the hustle and work.
Yeah, working.
Okay.
Working hard, basically.
Okay. No good. Sounds good. So, when you gonna shoot us some music? Cause I can't play nothing unless you're sending it.
We're gonna get the music done by this week. We're gonna get the whole music done this week.
Okay.
Given to you maybe tomorrow.
All right. That's what's up. So then next Tuesday, we should have some Jay Black on our switchboard, on our playlist.
Yeah, also on Grind City.
Grind City Entertainment.
Grind City Entertainment, Grind City Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can we find out more about Jay Black and Grind City Entertainment Family?
You can go to Reba Nation.
Mm-hmm.
.com/ Jay Black Grind City Family.
Okay.
My face page. You can send me to my face page. That's Jay Black 28. And Facebook. And you're going that too as far as James Phillips. Like that.
Okay.
All right. Empire Mixtape.com. I'll type you on.
Okay.
It's called other ones. Band, I think it's band something.
Camp.
I forgot the
Band
Camp. I think that's not Band Camp. I think our site we just started up yesterday, so I forgot the site. I go back to the site on my email, and I can get people to site again. I'm not really what site is though, but I'll get back to you on that.
All right, no problem. You know, hit us up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Any artists that want to send us the information, your mixtapes, your CDs, whatever you want to send us, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. And you can also submit directly from our website at www.phonefantasyradio.com/submit. Right, submit music.
Okay.
So, you know, go directly to the website, just fill out the form, and it'll be sent on its way. So that's what's up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me this week. Shout out to everybody for me.
Okay.
We got a video coming soon, hopefully by the end of this month.
All right.
Next by July. Working on that right now. Y'all also look out for Polo Dress and the mixtape coming. The Mayor. Big old mixtape coming, solo mixtape. Got a Jay Smooth solo mixtape. Got to look out for a whole Grind City Family solo mixtape coming.
All right, and, so I'm definitely going to have some new music from Grind City. All right.
Yeah, from the whole Grind City, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look out for a solo joint. Like I said, Polo Driss, mixtape coming this month, coming real soon. The Mayor, Vote for the Mayor, Polo Driss.
Okay.
Real songs. Gonna be on, yeah. We're gonna be doing shows, radio shows, interviews, with everything right now. So basically, look out for the album, look for mixtapes, and stand on the grind and for support for everybody out there.
All right, that's what's up. Well, thank you for supporting Phone Fantasy Radio and calling in. Everybody that just tuned in, this is Jay Black, a local artist in Brooklyn, New York City. He got his albums coming out. So on Reverb Nation, is it J-A-Y or is it just the letter J?
Nah, J-A-Y.
Okay, J-A-Y, J-A-Y. Black, Grind City Family.
Yeah, Family. That's the new mixtape out, Death Trap. So y'all go online, order that.
Okay.
About 20 tracks up there. From the whole Grind City Family. That's right. Y'all go get that online. CD Baby iTunes. Even the store.
Y'all yeah, all over. All right.
Pick it up.
We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely keep an eye out for you. All right, so more information and all that good stuff coming to Jay Black real soon, folks. He's going to be coming to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm sure I'm going to get the family up here for a good old interview and all that good stuff. All right?
We'll be up there. We're going to definitely be up the radio.
All right.
That's support and I love.
That's what's up. All right, Mr. Black. I need to get back to my playlist and my topic for tonight. I appreciate the love.
Right.
Appreciate you calling because, you know, that's
right.
How we do it over here. Right, yeah, Brooklyn stand up. Anyway. All right, Mr.
All
right. Black. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get to this. I see you over there, 225. She's kind of late, but I see you over there, 225. Anyway, right now we're going to get into the next jump off for tonight. It's another joint debuting. He hit me up. He's going to be on the show soon, too. His name is Wu Child. You may have heard some of his music. If you live in California, you like the Lakers. They license some of his music. Also at the PGF, the Pro Golf Tournament, they also license some of his music. So he getting a little buzz. His name is Wu Child. And this is I Want It All.
Woo! It's the kid here. Wu Child. I want it all. Listen, yeah. Give me the root of it, the evil I can stand. I repent when it's over. Watch my people in the sand. See the waves hit the beach with the evil in my hand. Paint a picture of the light. I'll let you see it when we land. Popping bottles like a genie in the stash. And I wish a nigga would when they see me in the jag. I'm like a Brady with the swag. Brand new everything. Haters with seeds are getting mad. How we do it like that? I think it's easy when they ask. I'm the truth, so I don't sound conceited when I rap. It's the fact that they nod in agreement to the track. Hands up, got me proud like a teacher in the class.
I want it. they only be subliminal. Cause I bring them drums out with them horn sound. They go da 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 like the war sound. Track tight on the beat, it's a morph now. Toe tagging these lyrics, who on war now? I don't think they really want it. Real is spitting here, these is frontin'. You can find me posted up with my hat tipped, foot on the wall, flipping a coin on the pitch shit. Step aside, make waves, any coming through. I know you love my style, but this is what I do. I'm living for the now, and I don't know about you. So sick, I had to bless myself, hot shoe. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Yeah.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Yeah.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
Cause the light's low. Could turn them off. Maybe y'all would listen more if we were in the dark. Strap your boots tight, grab your nicotine, get your ink pens or your laser beam. Load up a bong up and try it off me. I'm still breathing, so maybe they just adore me. Surely, of course me. I get this thing on and pop it in a heartbeat. Remy and a little weed is my ammunition. To make you corny, hey, rappers end up missing. And I ain't even into all this rap beef, just making it clear as far as music, no one goes as hard as me. From the birds chirp to the crickets, hunkin' crick. If y'all don't get it, I ain't dumbing down. It's my time, I'm here now. I'm from the west side, but if you bow down. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yo, yeah.
Getting this money is my only option. The love witnessing is been taken for hostage. They want my soul for ransom. Stop it. They trying to open it up like a locket. But when they look inside it, it's like a mosh pit. And I'll be standing in the middle trying to box it. Round for round, pound for pound. Hey, a ball ain't gonna hold me down. And I don't have friends, I'm friend enemies. They don't have to pretend, they keep it real with me. I make it work for me. Cause the ones who are quick to bring you down to the ground be your own family. I speak validly, can't get mad at me. Y'all out there chasing business, I'm chasing salaries. I told you, my time, let's make a toast, cause it's going down. So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Yeah.
So how you feel?
Good.
How you feeling?
Great.
You know I'm feeling
high
about this life.
Hey.
That's the way I'ma do this here to let you know I'ma have one hell of a year.
Baby, you know I can't slow down.
Check me out.
Cause you know that's me, baby.
I'm up here singing, huh? Just trying to have a little fun, you know?
Cause you know that's me, baby. You know I can't slow down.
You gotta admit you love it, though.
Cause you know that's me, baby.
We in here having it. Track Kaida.
Cause you know that's me, baby.
We out this bitch.
All right, now. You are tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm everyone's super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And we just had played Benny G. We debuted him on Tuesday with How You Feel. People was digging it. And right before that, we just debuted Wu Child, I Want It All. People are definitely feeling him. He got a little buzz going on. So hopefully I can get those two on Phone Fantasy Radio as well this year before the year's up. I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. You know, I'm on my hustle and my grind. You know how I do. I got to introduce my pal, the one, the only, the AKAs, Miss Lady C, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi, Lady C.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing today, Lady C?
I'm doing fine.
Really?
I'm back in school.
Oh, so that explains the lateness.
Yes.
That explains your tardiness, as they would say. You was tardy for the party, Lady C.
I'm glad that it's back, though.
Right. Because you know me, I disappeared from the internet for a minute. So, Lady C, we already started the conversation. We also have Bless Child back on the air with us. Okay, hold on. Bless, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so we already started the conversation, Lady C. I'm going to fill you in with the 1-2. We're talking about Anthony Weiner's Weiner, politician, who got caught basically with his pants down on the internet. Now, he had photos posted of himself, adult version photos posted of himself on the internet. And I was asking the question, we as Americans, did we just take that whole situation too seriously and blew it out of proportion? What do you think on that?
I think yes. I mean, it's his body.
Mm-hmm.
Did it interrupt his? Did he stop doing his job?
Mm.
No, he's still doing his job. If he's still doing his job correctly, we have freedom of speech, freedom to do what you want with your body. You're not harming anybody else. If you don't want to see it, don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
go ahead. Sorry.
My opinion is that he was not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He put himself out there. It's himself. If he's proud of himself and he don't mind showing it, okay. Because I will put on a bikini because I don't mind showing myself. You don't want to look at me? The other way. Because
mm-hmm.
I think I'm beautiful. I've gotten to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a nation of, oh, I can't believe, I can't believe, I can't believe. I can't believe it's not brother either.
All right. So Black Reporter stepped back for a minute, but he'll be back, y'all. He had to step for a minute. So what do you think is appropriate reaction? Like, I think the only reason why he ended up resigning is because of his family situation. Now, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinions, but to have this man, you know, resign and you know, try to be forced out, I think that was just overkill of the whole situation. You know, but then again, they reacted the same way. Hold on, they reacted the same way they did when they found out about Clinton and Monica.
Yeah.
They acted the same way. They try to impeach him out of the office, you know, once they found out. And he also did too lie in the beginning. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You know, everybody know that line, you know.
he
did too. And at the end of the day, you know, like you said, he didn't break no laws. He didn't hurt nobody. The young lady that did receive the so-called hacked photo, she didn't feel no type of way. You know, she said at first she was just shocked. But, I mean, you know, everybody get hacked. I don't care everybody get hacked. I don't care what computer you are, every government computer, somebody that hacked any bank computer, whatever. There's no such thing as protection on the internet. That's the bottom line. So, I see we got another caller. My next question is, do you think, you know, like you said, you would put on a bikini and stuff like that. How would you feel, basically, if somebody hacked your computer or hacked your Facebook page or hacked your MySpace, whatever page, and exposed you and sent the picture to your daughter? Or your son or your grandchild, how would that make you feel? Like, let's put the
script. Well, the funny thing is that my children know that if I feel comfortable in something, I'm going to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not like it all the time because of who I am, but I'm comfortable with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I take that picture and, you know, I want somebody to have it, I'm not putting it on the internet because I know that it will be hacked. See, what you're saying, I've had that happen to me before because I have a picture of me. I have a strapless sundress, and I took a picture leaning back with my hands across looking like I didn't have anything on. And I've had some people complain about it. Oh, I can't believe you're up there naked. Really, really naked. You see my shoulders. That's it. Because my hands are crossed and you see my shoulders doesn't make me naked. But that's a beautiful picture. And you don't like it, don't look at it.
Basically.
Because that's who I am. And I don't think you want to hold this over people's head and tell them, you know, you're making them resign for a personal choice. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes, the way he sent it, it was sent to be private. It wasn't public consumption, but like you say, everybody needs to know. And they tell you all the time, when you put it on the internet, anybody can get to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good hacker, you can get to whatever. You can go onto anybody's page and pull up all the photos, even the private ones. So
mm-hmm.
when they tell you your page is private, be aware, it's not private. Somebody
mm-hmm.
can get it.
That's
and
sure
we don't everybody forgets that. You know, I got it on private. They can't see me. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
definitely
but,
true.
But I don't think they should have forced him out because he didn't stop doing his job.
Right.
He was still doing his job.
Right. He was definitely trying to keep it. And he didn't want to. But I think the fact that, okay, we're forgetting the fact that they was really stressing.
Yeah.
They was really stressing the fact that the wife was pregnant. You get what I'm saying? They was really stressing the fact that the wife was, you know, she's overseas, she's in Africa somewhere doing some type of summit, and she was pregnant. And, you know,
but
they just found out.
Probably back so as not to cause her
further.
A woman don't need no stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're pregnant, you don't need no more stress because you'll kill somebody.
Right.
Your
right.
hormones are racing, and if women are there, and when your hormones go out of whack, you will do things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally resigned, so it's like you say, to protect his family.
Right. All
you
right.
Know,
go ahead.
But you have to applaud him because he was, even though he did that, he was man enough to say, if I have to step down to protect my family. I love my family enough to step down, so hopefully it will squash it to a certain degree.
Okay. All right, so I'm also going to bring in this next guest. We all know him. He's like the god cousin of Phone Fantasy Radio. 337-519.
God cousin.
Oh,
and by the way, Lady C, that's a beautiful picture.
Right. All right, my bad, Black Reporter. I thought you were somebody else. I didn't really recognize your number. I recognize it, but I didn't recognize it. Okay, my question now, Black Reporter, I don't know if you heard. My question now is, I just posted it. How would you feel if you was hacked and your adult pics/videos was sent to your family? You can share 805. Hold on. 805-830-8320. Once again, 805-830-8320. You can't be yelling in the middle of that. You know, can't be yelling in the middle of it because you know I'm going to mess up.
She got it right. Mm-hmm. Actually, just to let you know, I was offline for a minute because I went and grabbed a question also that I'm going to ask a little bit later on to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a last year's type question.
What?
But on the risque side, I'll put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be pissed to high heaven.
Okay.
But then
how about
I
if it
guess,
was just shared on the internet?
What do you mean? Okay.
How about if you was hacked? Your personal computer was hacked.
Like I said, I'd be pissed.
Okay, but it wasn't shared to your family. If it was just shared on the internet. You know, like somebody found a picture of you online and then they just posted you up on adult space.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference.
Nope. And the simple reason why, I mean, well, actually, it goes back to the idea, something that a wiser person might say, well, to begin with, you shouldn't have put it on there to begin with.
Right.
You know,
Thank you.
You can send a text message and send it to the email, and it still can go mm-hmm. on, you know.
Right. Even if it was just email, you would send it to your cousin or something like that. and you know, or you would send it to your husband or your wife, and mm-hmm. you know that's how it was. Okay, so
yeah.
Bless, are you still with us, Bless?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Bless, how would you feel? Would you feel some type of way? You have stated before that you do have pictures already on the internet of yourself.
Not naked,
but you know, how would you feel if something like your personal files was put on there? How would you feel?
Personally,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't really get mad because you know the consequences of your reactions when you do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? So you know, anybody can hack your computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be regular. I don't think it'd be regular happen. Like a regular person like me, it'd probably be family and your friends that I know.
Mm-hmm.
That leaking the picture out. But when it comes to a celebrity, you got paparazzi out there on the internet 24 hours a day trying to get pictures of you. So, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm.
A person really can't get mad because you know the situation. That's like saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like saying, I drink all the Kool-Aid, and I don't supposed to drink all the Kool-Aid. So when mine get home, I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you open that gate, and...
Open that gate, so basically you can't be mad at nobody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, and I don't want to get off topic, but besides they forcing him out, yes, he died down because of his family.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time... Dealing with politics now. He's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans want Democrats to fall now because we got a black president in the White House.
Mm.
Yes, they're going to heat it up more.
Mm.
Well, Bless, I also got this to say.
Is
he
that
was
me?
One of the more.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say he was one of the more vocal Democrats also. You know,
yeah.
If you remember, he was the one who got angry at a Republican on the floor of the House, and I mean, he shot him down. I mean, he looked like he was about to go to blows.
Mm-hmm.
Like he called for order or something. It was some issue, and I'm trying to remember what it was. But yeah, that was him, you know. And he was
mm-hmm.
one of the more firebrand whenever the Republicans would come out and do something that was totally against the way this country should be running everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I am a Democrat. But, you know, he was up there, you know, calling Republicans out and everything.
Mm.
And, you know, you could be right, Bless. You could be right that this was done to shut him up and to get him out of the way.
Finally, one less voice to hear. Right.
Check this out on this note right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton did what's wrong. What he
mm-hmm.
did was wrong. People in life make mistakes. But they did it to themselves. Their families got to deal with that. You feel me? Their families
mm-hmm.
got to go
yeah.
as well as them. Their family got to go through embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all making this worldwide, but nobody talking about when Bush lied.
Right.
When Bush lied, he hurt the whole country right now.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And he did both of his terms, and he came back to do another term. Like, yeah.
If you do the research, I can give you all that later on.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just cool.
I was going to say, you noticed something about Clinton, though?
Hmm.
Okay, Monica Lewinsky happened when? Was it in the first term or was it it was the first term.
Hmm.
Okay. He won re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And how is Clinton looked at right now as possibly one of our greatest presidents to ever serve?
But that's not on the fact of what he did to Monica. I mean, he actually did something. When he left out of office, we were no longer in debt. We were actually in the surplus. And then the
mm-hmm.
first year, the first 3 months Bush was in there, we was back in the trillions of owing people.
Exactly.
You know, as far
look
as the economy, and that should have been right there. That should have been a warning sign, not even for us, but the people that we are electing to represent us. You know what I mean? Like, where are they? What are they doing? Like, you know, you're supposed to be the House of Representatives. You're supposed to be the House of the Senate. Like, that's a whole nother can of whoop ass. Let me shut up. What you gonna say, man?
You said absolutely right. One, Bush couldn't even run his own oil company. So how are you gonna run the country? Two is, if you look at the Bin Laden family, they real tight. That's why in Bush term, Bin Laden was never get caught. That's my son. You touch me, touch my son, no matter what he did. Nigga, you pay for it. That's the reason.
Like I said, that's a grown folks conversation right there. So, that's a whole other can right there. But we'll have that topic on the show. I'm sure we'll have that topic on the show, and I'm sure people will like to voice their opinion on that. Right now, we got another caller on the line. I'm gonna go ahead and bring them in. The 504-799. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Not much. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Shelly calling from New Orleans.
All right, Shelly from New Orleans. How you doing?
This is a new buddy of mine.
Oh, okay. Black reporter putting the call out. All right. Okay. So, Shelly, you've been listening. The question right at this moment is, how would you feel if you was hacked and your adult pictures or videos were sent to your family, if you had them, you know?
How would I feel if it was out on the internet?
Right. If it was sent to your family, you know, somebody, you sent the email saying, you know, you want to pay your bill online. Somebody somehow got inside your computer and they sent those photos that you had or video you had to your grandma. How would that make you feel?
Oh, that's a can of whoop ass there. I'm sorry. That's totally ridiculous. I had to say it like that. But that's exactly what it would call for.
You can say it like that.
Yeah, you can definitely say it like
especially
that.
Especially on this show.
I mean, first of all, I wouldn't take those kind of pictures because that's too much of me to share with the world. Second of all, for someone to do something that malicious without my consent shows you that they don't want to do anything anyway.
They definitely. Okay, I don't know if it's my phone, but I'm getting a lot of staticky, such a. Is anybody else hearing that?
But I was saying that the person that does something like that is being malicious. You know, they don't care.
Right.
So there would be no reason for that. As a matter of fact, I probably would sue them. Because, you know, there's certain limitations to, you know, you just putting it out there like that.
Right.
But then again, people leave themselves open for it. Huh?
Yeah, you can sue them because it's called slandering.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so my next question was, if it was a family member or somebody that just had direct access to your computer, you know, you lent your cousin your laptop, they seen something, and they emailed it to somebody, and somebody got it and is now floating on the internet, how would that make you feel?
That would make me feel very, very betrayed, especially because of the family member. But then the family's always the one closest to you that will hurt you. So, we know that for a fact. That the closest to you are the ones that can hurt you the most.
Right.
That would really hurt me. I mean, I think that would be almost leading to non-speaking terms, you know. There's no excuse for that.
Have you been following the story of Anthony Weiner?
Yes, I've seen it several times on NBC and CNN and every other political talk show. They've been talking about him, and he's stepping down, which he should rightfully do step down.
Okay, this is another perspective. Please let us know why you feel that way.
Well, because he's a political figure, and I mean, not just a political figure. He's supposed to be an example of what civilized American society is. He's a married man,
mm-hmm.
so he shouldn't be posting those type of pictures to anyone but his wife in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
In the second place, it's just not a time and place to do that sort of thing because anybody can get access to that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So he's not very smart either. If he didn't learn from Brett Favre or he didn't learn from any of those other guys that sex texting and whatnot, I mean, he doesn't even watch How to Catch a Predator. I mean, come on, let's be real. There's regular Joes that get caught doing inappropriate things and it gets broadcast. So he should be definitely on point not to do something like that. But he wasn't, obviously. So, I mean, you got to think about it. He wasn't very smart about it.
Okay. All right. It's Shelly, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Shelly. We got Shelly on the line from Louisiana. What part of Louisiana are you from? New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Okay. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge. We got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We're tuning into Phone Fantasy Radio live with LaCrush Hart and Black Reporter. The number to call in is 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. And we're talking about being hacked, having your photos or your pictures posted on the internet. I can't talk about it. I'm already up there. I got the website, superfluffyflirt.com. however, I can't front. My pictures have been put up on other websites, and folks have actually emailed me, oh, did you know you was up on this website? And you know I can't feel no type, or, you know, I can't really feel no type of way, but I did. I did feel some type of way because they said some really bad stuff about my photos. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm double your size. I'm double your size from front to back to size, all that. You know, and I'm proud of what I got. You know, feed me jello. You know, at the end of the day, I'm proud of what I got. And like Lady C said, if you don't like it, you ain't got to look at it. You know, I've known people to actually befriend me on a social program, on a social network, and then as soon as they see something that's just a slightly inappropriate or, you know, a little daring, I should say, a little risque, they end up reporting me. Oh. But I don't get it. Like, why are you my friend? I didn't send you a friend request, you know, like, so why would you become my friend just to report me? That makes no sense to me. Oh boy.
That tells you the mind of petty people, man. Like I got people report me just for adding you got the friend request. You got two choices. Not to accept it.
Mhm.
So I mean you got these negative people mind, man, like I said, man. I'm a God believer in the devil working mysterious ways, man. The devil's out there too many people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, that's what fucked the world up. Cause everybody look at America. Everybody supposed to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be the perfect status. Ain't nobody in the world perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I realize even Jesus lost faith. Even Jesus lost faith at once.
Bless you. All right.
But you know what I want to add in. This is Shelly. In your life, if you're doing something right, everybody they're gonna be someone is gonna hate what you're doing. That's why they call them haters. That's their job to hate.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's not going to appreciate you the way that they should or be happy for you because they're envious. So they have to find fault in you because they have something wrong with themselves.
Right. So, excuse me, definitely totally agree. Right now we are at the top of the hour. Wow, I didn't even realize that time is shooting by. It's 10:05 on the East Coast, 9:05 Central, and you listen to Phone Fantasy Radio Live. What I'm about to do now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to put y'all all on hold, and we're going to go ahead and go into the next music set. I would like to invite everybody to join us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/heartsradio. You can just look me up, Phone Fantasy Radio, or look up LaCrush Heart, LaKRUSH, and add us as a friend or like us. Black Reporter does have a Facebook page. But we're going to see if we can get him a new page. We want to see if we can get Black Reporter a new page. Right, Black Reporter?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You think we can get Lady C a fan page? You think somebody would be Lady C fan?
I'm more than sure they would.
Lady C, a.k.a. Miss Parker. She hung up on that one. She hung up. Well, we're going to get it.
Real quick. You owe me 2 songs.
I do owe you 2, but I only have 1 right now.
Okay. And I have a question we can also throw in there for a little bit later on. And
okay.
I'll throw it out there now so people
mm-mm,
can ponder on it.
Okay.
Oh, and I
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, it was posted for the ladies in a group that I'm in, but actually here it could be men or ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It was posted to ladies. Which would you prefer? To be eaten or to have the rod? And men, which you prefer doing? To your lady.
Okay.
Something
so,
to think about.
Okay, so the question is, let me see if I get this right. Excuse me. Ladies, which do you prefer? To be eaten? To be eaten.
wait, what?
To be eaten, right? That's what it is?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be eaten? Or given the rod. And men, what do you prefer doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we can explain why, that's even better.
Okay. All right, folks. I'm going to get to the next song set. We're going to come back. We're going to answer these questions. We're about to get kinky now. Black Reporter want to get kinky, y'all. So what do you prefer? Do you prefer oral sex, vaginal sex, all of the above? You know, if you had the choice. If you had the choice, let us know. 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. And right now, this is another spoken word piece. I have to play this because I didn't get a chance to play it on Tuesday. This brother right here heard his conversation, his mental. He got like 15 albums. A very decent guy. His name is Mark Marcel. His website is www.markmarcel.com, MarcMarcel. And this right here is Feed Off My Energy.
My energy, then it might stop asking me how do I have it in me to keep coming to these poetry venues 6 days a week with a bag full of books and CDs, usually working off my 3 hours sleep because I was up all night driving 9 hours in the Camry. But yo, I'm fueled, burning off fumes that'll just give your ass whiplash. Now I won't want these cats to sniff me, they might think I broke this shit while I was smoking crack. This poetry's leaving me with nervous habits. I'm like junkies, I've been trying to get this monkey off my back. Hooked on the chemicals, they processing these loose leaves from all the lyrics I be inhaling from the sheet. And there ain't no rehab or shit like that. Cats got this shit misunderstood now. Homie, I ain't hood, but all that shit poets be popping in a poetry. I wish they would. If you ask my teachers, they tell you I was never no good. Instead of writing raps in the back of class, I was usually drawing pictures of them with my big 14-foot wooden ass. And principals used to sit there with my parents making special visits just to talk about my ass. But I confess, it's just something in me. And player, if these cats could just feed off my energy, then maybe I would have had a few more classmates walking right out of detention with me. And And at the time I was really expelled for good reasons, but I was just too busy bumping old revolutionary Gil Scott Heron CDs. And the second I just started writing poetry, I just declared him my godfather. So I guess I take this shit like we family. Put me in stereo and I make you believe the first second I grip the mic shit. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't worked a job a day in my life. And I knew it was either this or trying to find farmland for the soil I needed to make that 100% profit off the trees. Dropped my first novel when I hit 23, and truthfully, my mother never thought I really had it in me, but she just couldn't feed off my energy. Seriously, it's just something in me. Did book signers with Tim's, a t-shirt and jeans, just for any cat that ever bought a book or CD that'd be able to realize all the heart I put into my words. The same approach I took when I was home putting my verses was the same method I took when they got the chance to see me at one of my shows or features. Sometimes I think that do me just like Jesus. Really, the comparison runs pretty deep, because from all the prophecies in my life, it's like my words just hit them to believe that I'm the dopest poet since the crucified Christ. And I can see Jerusalem in these boards you can use, but if these chapters just feed off my energy, imagine having to feel like you just burdened to try and top your last piece. And I write profusely, like I'm so scared I'll never get a chance to get off all the thoughts I'm thinking. From all the blunts, my lungs probably about as dark as the bottom of the sea. And the more I smoke, the harder I roll. This thing gets deep, so someone put some concrete on my feet so the bitches can swim with me and watch me breathe. Get high off real weed, spitting my verses so that the demons can echo that shit right back at me. Because when I'm gone, there's no need to talk about me, just feed all my energy.
Hey, welcome back. That track right there was Larry Edwards. Very nice album. It's called Poetic Love. I actually went and copped that on Bandcamp. You can also hit him up on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Larry Edwards. Okay, so we're going to bring back the co-host. It makes no sense to have him not have him back. Black reporter. If you are currently listening via the phone, by all means, if you'd like to jump into the conversation, just go ahead and press that number one, and I'll let you on. The number to call, 805-830-8320. And before we went to the break, Black Reporter asked a question, and I'm going to go ahead and re-ask the question. Then we're going to go one by one to everybody that's on the line and ask them their opinion on the question. All right? Y'all ready? Okay, ready. The question is, wait, hold on. I had it in front of me. The question is, which ladies, because we got ladies on here, ladies, which do you prefer to be eaten like a clam or to be given or to be given the rod? And this is the way Black Reporter asked it. Men, and which do you prefer doing the most? Eating clam or giving the rod? You can share at 805-830-8320. Press that number one, and we'll let you on and share your opinion. So right now, we're going to go to the first lady I see, which is Lady C. Yay!
Hey!
All right, Lady
C. Which
do you prefer?
I prefer the rod.
Yes! Woo! One vote for the rod. One vote for the rod. Why is that, Lady C?
Especially if he knows what he's doing with it.
Okay, but why do you prefer the rod?
Why do I prefer? I enjoy penetration more than anything. I get full effect that way.
Right.
And you know, eating is good, but, you know, even the best eater still just does not hit the right spots all the time.
Something about that stomach muscle, right?
Yeah.
I know, girl, I know. Anyway, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring in 504, which is Shelly. Shelly, which do you prefer?
Wow. I absolutely have to choose, right?
Yep, that's how we work it out over here. You got to choose.
I look at sex like it's a buffet. Why do I have just one choice? But if I have to choose, if I have to absolutely choose, it would be the rod.
Rod, woo!
Hey.
The reason is not just because of the physical penetration, but when a man is intimate with a woman in that way, he's the closest to you. His body is the closest to you. And that intimacy, not just the physical intimacy, but just the connection itself, makes it more intense. There's a reason why God gave him that extra tool.
That extra leg. That extra leg.
That's right.
I hear that. Ladies in the chat room. Oh, we have ladies in the chat room. If you are a guest, please sign up. By all means, thank you for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio Live, which is our guest, 52412. We have Miss Renee doing it for her babies. Hey, Miss Renee. And we also have Dre. Please, by all means, answer the questions. Which one do y'all prefer? We also asked the question, how would you feel if you were hacked and your adult pics or videos were sent to your family and on the internet? You can answer any of those questions. I'll read your answer out loud, or you can just call up live, 805-830-8320, and press the number one. So right now, we're going to get to Bless Chat, because he is someone with the rod. How you doing? look at you. There you go, stabbing. Look at you stabbing.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy.
You know how you doing. All right. So I'm gonna have that. I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna put it up on the board. Just Lady T saying, how you doing? I'm gonna take that and put it up on the board. All right. So Blessed Child, which do you prefer doing to your lady? Oral or vaginal?
Penetration, man. I'd rather beat it up.
Beat it up. Ooh, I don't like that word.
I'm not saying.
We done told you guys. Don't say.
Not saying in a bad way. You feel me?
I know.
Just say I want to make her happy. That's how you do it.
You beat it up, then you make love to her for the rest. Rest of the moment, you feel me?
Yeah, we do need a variety. Yeah. I did say that.
You gotta get into it.
Okay, let me repeat the question for the people in the chat room. Miss Renee doing it for her babies, right, is in the chat room. She said, hey, LaCrush, she said, if my pics were sent to my family, I would be pissed. But what was the other question? The other question... I don't have that one posted up in the rooms, but I would definitely post it in the rooms for you right now. The question is, which do you prefer, to be eaten or given the rod? And men, which do you prefer doing? You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press that number one. It's now for you. I put you live on the air. Okay, relax. All right, relax, Rod. Number two. Relax. Right, relax, Rod. Number two. All right, Rod. Number two, it's your turn. Which do you prefer, Mr. Rod? Number two.
Actually, I'm gonna throw a curve at you. I'd rather use my tongue.
Boo.
Well, you can boo all you want, but you see, I feel that I'm an especially talented with my tongue, and if you got the talent, then that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime you can make a lady go back to back to back to back.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got all her
juices,
precious relief, all her precious relief.
Mm-hmm.
What was that statement?
Mm-hmm. I ain't saying what happened. What? All right.
I hear that laugh back there.
All right, folks. Bracket Porter already. We already starting back. We already starting up. Or ever say our first week back. You know we had to throw something sexual up in there. Miss Renee Wright said, "Well, damn it, depends on my mood. And if I'm drunk, laugh out loud. But I got to have God for the most part." Okay.
Okay.
That was her statement. I don't know. See, that's a whole other topic right there. Now you're under the influence. I don't know. I want everything. I want Shelly. I want the buffet.
Well, guess what? When you look at sex like a menu, like the actual eating of the clams, the appetizer and then the rye would be the main course. I mean, why can't you have both?
Right. I agree. Listen. I didn't answer. I'm going to answer. I'm going to tell you like this. I agree with Shelly, okay? But if like Shelly, if I had to choose, I would definitely choose the rod. Only for the simple fact that I'm very picky to begin with, okay, when it comes sexually. I'm very picky to begin with. One minute I like them long and thick, and the next minute I like them short and stubby. So, I mean, you know, that's that's just me. Personally, you know, like, and I guess it depends on what he's working with. Like, what size rod are you working with, sir? Because sometimes not all Go ahead, Black Reporter, since you want to talk while I talk about the rod. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
I was going to say, and then on top of that, most women of y'all size, because you know we're all talking with larger ladies here, you know, and we're all admittedly larger lady lovers, and it's the idea of flipping it over and hitting it in the right spot, but sometimes you just can't get that one right spot, but then sometimes you can.
Right. Yep. Y'all heard that right. Y'all heard that 5 second silence, right? Just wanted to make sure y'all heard that. Okay, hold on. Let me get to the next callers. They got their hands up and I don't want them to be waiting too long because they'll hang up. All right, we got the 786-262. How you doing? What's your name and where are you from?
How you doing? This is Buddha from Miami.
Your name is who?
Buddha.
Buddha?
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha. Buddha.
Black Reporter.
Welcome.
You're doing fine now.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know the ladies online, but let me introduce, because I, for one, do not want to be rude. We have Miss Shelley from the 504 New Orleans, Louisiana. And we also have Miss Lady C from the 225 Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the other rods are Black Reporter and Bless. But anyway.
Yeah, I saw the post in the Playhouse.
The question for right now is, which do you prefer to do to your ladies? Would it be oral sex or just straight intercourse?
Well, to be honest, I kind of prefer like a sadistic rotation. Sadistic rotation. Oh my god.
We grown. We know. But just so you know, you can.
Because
you
I agree with Black, when you're talented with a particular area and when you enjoy that whole back to back to back to I can't breathe to you scream with no sound to where you elevate like David Blaine off the mattress.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I
take my answer?
To where you're begging to stop because it won't stop. You know? It's a constant flow.
A mental high five.
And when that happens, you give the rod.
Can I just want to say this. Go ahead, Shelley. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to interject. It depends on the woman. Because some women actually prefer one over the other, and you might be the opposite. You might prefer to do the opposite of what she actually.
Right.
That's true.
Okay. Right. It always depends on the woman, he said. All right. Huda.
I've rarely found a woman who did not like the rotation.
You like variety.
The buffet is just not in the beginning.
The buffet of love.
It's for the beginning.
Let it see. Yeah. We don't need to share words at this moment. We just go, We already know what we say. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring in this last caller from the 414.
It can only be one person.
That's not true. 414-763. Welcome to the show. State your name and where you're from.
This Renee, and I'm calling from Badass Milwaukee.
Wow.
Hi, Renee.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good.
Good evening, Renee. Welcome back.
thank you. Most of y'all kind of know because I co-host with Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
So some of y'all I kind of know. But I kind of came in on the tail end of the conversation. But I had to press one because, and the reason why I press one is because, like, it's okay. Not, I, like I said, it depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm not drunk at all.
Like Crush said, that's a whole other show.
That's Renee.
Yeah, right. I'm not drunk that often. Let me put that out there.
That's a whole other show.
Go ahead. Let her go.
I definitely prefer the ride, but for me, I do prefer the ride more over head. Just because, you know, I like both of them, don't get me wrong. You know, I do. But to me, I just prefer, hold on, I forgot his children in the house. I just prefer having that ride.
We got what you're saying. We got what you're saying. All right. Huda. Where you go?
Buddha.
Oh, Buddha. Oh, yeah. Don't be quiet. Don't be
quiet. Yeah.
And I want to respond to something he said.
Yeah.
He said that, or I think it was him, that said when you giving the female head about how they can come multiple times, if you know what you're doing with your ride, she can come multiple times
exactly.
too.
But you know,
I've noticed, ladies, I've noticed this when it comes to when you have the man to choose which one he prefer. Sometimes that, you know, that's the only thing they can do. Now, men, don't get offended. But sometimes, you know, physical attributions cause them not to be able to give proper rod. Because now, you know, like Black Reporter said, Black Reporter opened up this can, when dealing with a larger woman, right, you know, a man himself got to be on point. We both cannot be on point, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to giving the rod. Because now we all us ladies have had that not perfect rod. You know,
right?
Yeah.
And we've all experienced that person that can't, that's not adequate in giving. You know what I mean? May have the equipment and not adequate in giving. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, they gotta make up for that. You know, with the oral.
I think at the age, I'm 37. At a certain age, when you get older, there's no more time for being about it. If a man is not pleasing you the way you want to be pleased, now's the time to speak up. You know, some people just keep letting things pass over because you love that person, you care about it, but being honest is the most important thing. So if you're not satisfying me in the way that I want with the C word or the rye, as you put it, then you have to maybe even try something a third thing. I don't know what. Because the way you touch a woman, the sensitivity that she has to different parts of her body, helps
with
the ride. It helps
with
the other thing. So it's a combination. It's like a gumbo
of
love.
Right. Okay, so
you got to let them know. You got to talk it out.
You got to work it out.
You got to talk it out.
There is also one thing that we have not even mentioned. I mean, you just mentioned it a little bit, Crush, but you've got to mention a little bit more. You know, for some men, it may be a problem with health. Because, I mean, Viagra first came out, people didn't realize that when you take Viagra, if you also take high blood medication, then you're defeating the purpose.
Oh.
And that's what cancels each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's other things like the pump, and there's several alternatives if you go to a sex therapist.
Mm-hmm.
There's several alternatives.
Yeah.
That's not
Viagra.
Okay.
You have a lot of men that have body issues who won't do that.
Mm. Can I just say something, Buddha? Can you just say you checking out phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, please?
Just I'm say, checking out Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt.
No.
Oh,
you're checking out.
No.
You're checking out phone. Hold on. I gotta mute y'all.
Say it again.
Okay. You're checking out phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt.
Okay, I'm checking out phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt.
Okay. That's it. We got one more caller on the line. Bless is back there. Bless been quiet. Bless, what you thinking over there, Bless?
I'm saying, man, I agree with all y'all, man. But at the same time, man, y'all think of the parts of the women too. You know what I mean? Sometimes if that woman don't get that man in the mood, he not gonna perform right.
All right. So my next question is we're gonna flip the whole entire ride. We're gonna flip the whole entire question.
Ladies,
yeah,
I wanna do that.
Ladies, we're gonna ask the men, which do you prefer? Stop laughing. Which do you prefer from your lady? Would you prefer a head or do you prefer boom boom? We're gonna start off with.
Who you wanna go first?
We're gonna start off with Buddha. How you doing, Buddha?
How you doing?
Well, I'm good.
I still want a rotation. What are you talking about? What?
But okay,
I don't want to decide because both is good. I want a rotation.
Okay, but which one you want to go first?
Depend on her skill level.
Mm.
If her skill level's tight, I want the head first.
Okay, well, all I got to say is I'm on Facebook and my name is LaCrush Hart. And you need to go check out my photos. I'm just saying.
How many fellas am I wrong?
I'm just saying. I got a whole.
Okay, I got a question to that. What if her game ain't tight? She all right. I mean, she ain't like that bomb ass head.
Okay,
wait a minute, let me finish. She all right, but she ain't the type of chick that'll make your eyes roll in the back of your head.
Okay.
Then which one you want?
Okay, are we in a relationship or is she just my girlfriend or what?
If her
skill level is not that good, she'll do it for a little while, then we'll stop and we'll get to business. I'll apply her effort. I'm not going to make her feel bad, but I'm going to apply her effort. I'm going to make a little noise that I need to make her feel good. But we're going to get that over with quick. To get down to the good stuff.
Yo, that is so
wait,
good.
Wait, can I just say this real quick?
I don't want her to stop. I want her to continue to practice and get better. You understand?
Right.
So I'm going to encourage her. I'm not going to make her feel bad. I'm going to continuously encourage her, but we're not going to stick to that too long.
But you know what?
Go ahead, Shelly.
We want to maintain a steady
why not tell her what she's going wrong so she can be better?
Why not tell her what to do to help her game get tighter? I'm going to teach her to make her game tight.
I'm going to make her game tight. We're not going to stick to that and practice all day long.
Hold on. Can you just say that again? What's the last thing you said, Buddha?
I said, I'm going to teach her to make sure her game is tight. We're just not going to stick to that the whole day. We're going to do that over a period of time because I don't want her to feel like she's flawed all the way. I'm going to continuously encourage her, say different things that she can try at the moment that's going to continuously make her better and better each time. But at that one moment, I'm not going to stick to it so long to make her feel like a failure. I'm never going to do that.
Say my name.
I'm not going to want to do it.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Yes. What if her game is so tight to where she know if she does that particular thing first, ain't going to be no sex later because there's going to be nothing left.
Okay, hold on, Buddha. Let me cut in here for a minute, folks. We got other people on the line, and we are not interviewing Buddha. Can we get to the other people? first. Y'all keep going in on Buddha.
My bad.
Hold on.
My bad.
All right, Buddha. You need. All right. Hold on now. Okay. We need to go ahead and we need to bring in some other callers. You got people hanging up and they pissed and they texting me.
Oh,
all right. We got the 614. This is our buddy from the 614. Somebody got a background, and I don't want to mute everybody, but I'm going to have to mute somebody because somebody's background is loud, and I feel like I'm screaming right now. Thank you, whoever did that. 614, yep, you're on the air. How you doing?
All right.
State your name and where you're from. Introduce yourself to the
I'm John. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
All right, John.
Hi.
We are okay. Let me give y'all a roll call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, y'all give y'all own roll call. I call out your area code. You state your name and where you from. 856-571.
You know what it is. It's that Saturday dawn, man. Trenton won it.
All right. 337-519.
The one and only black reporter from South Louisiana.
504-799.
This is Shelly from New Orleans.
225-281.
This is Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hi, Miss Parker.
The boots in the house.
786-262.
Yeah, this is Buddha from Miami.
414-763.
This is Renee from Milwaukee.
God need to stop. 614 is John from Columbus, Ohio. And the 347 is myself, Miss LaCrush Hearts from Brooklyn, New York. The hostess with the mostest. All right, so tonight's question. Okay, y'all can stop that. Shout out to the chat room. We got Dre. We got Gaz 54920 now in the room. The question right now, folks, is for the men. We asked for the ladies. Now we're asking the men, which do you prefer? Do you prefer to be sucked on, or you prefer to be intercourse, I guess. What do we do, right? We give in the rod, so what do we give? The squish?
Well,
like what do we
the
squishy?
Actually, okay, I look at it this way. If you're going to lick the lollipop,
mm-hmm,
hopefully you will be good. But if you want to do the motion of the ocean,
mm-hmm,
I would rather you ride me.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something about a big girl riding a brother.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know about that. I can ride your face.
Off from the back.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, so going down the line, we're going to ask each and everybody one last time, what you prefer? Then we're going to take the last 15 minutes and get back to the music because y'all acting up. Y'all definitely acting up. I'm going to start from the bottom. And work my way up. So 614, since you just got on the phone, which do you prefer, the head or the sex? Which one? I mean, or the poom-poom?
The coochie,
The coochie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, one vote for the coochie. Miss Renee, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the tongue or you prefer the rod?
Rod.
Okay. 786 is the Buddha. Which do you prefer?
I stick with the rotation. I never choose. I can give up that. I gotta pick one.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say it's one poem.
Okay. We got 225. It's Lady C.
Yes.
The rod or the
I'm so good at both of them, but I like the rod.
Ooh. Wow. And she got it.
504. Miss Shelley, what you prefer?
I'm a lumberjack. I like wood.
Wow.
Blessed child, which do you prefer?
Just like one of Brooklyn Finest said, give me that head.
from Miami said the same thing too.
337, which do you prefer?
I actually prefer using my tongue.
Hmm. Okay, but what do you prefer receiving? What do you prefer receiving? This is what we're asking. What do you prefer receiving from your mate?
Receiving, if she's got a tight snatch, then that's cool.
No, he didn't just use the word snatch.
Yeah. You know why he said snatch? Because when it's good, it's snatch it back in.
I know. I know. You ain't got to tell me, girl. I know. Call me a whole little snapper whipper. Snapper whipper. That's my new name. Crush neck. That's my new name, La Crush Neck Card.
And Crush? What about you?
It depends.
Here we go.
Hold on. I said this earlier too. It depends on the rod. Some rods are just so, like, to me, I like to be teabagged. Okay, I call myself a teabag.
Wow,
prince.
Did she say that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. I like the teabag. Okay, so for me, I think, you know, if it's a nice set of bags, if it's a nice set of bags, it's well trimmed. Listen. Get a candy. Let me tell you this, folks. Let me give y'all this tip. To get a candy in your mouth, you have to love doing what you do, okay? Let me just tell you. Folks just go around chewing on cans, okay? First of all.
Wow.
Secondly, if you're going to give good head, you got to love doing what you do, okay?
Exactly.
And the only thing that's sexier than having good head is, I mean, than having a good rod is having a good set of balls. That's my thing.
Wow.
So if you're going to stay hairy, make sure it's trimmed. The same thing you want for the girl, we want for the men. I don't want to have to smell your balls. I don't want to have to smell the back of your dick. I don't want to have to have hairs. I don't want to have hairs caught between my teeth neither. You know what I'm saying? If you're not circumcised, I don't really have a problem with that. Just make sure you pull it back. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Just like I got to pull mine open, you got to pull that down. That's how
I just wrote something about uncircumcised men hygiene and tips.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where you wrote it at? Tell us. Ooh. You right?
I posted it on Swag.
You win?
I posted Swag. It on Swag.
What's that?
Swag is a men's online magazine put together by the folks at Curvy. So
yeah.
If you're not familiar with Curvy, you need to find out more about Curvy and about Swag. Swag is the men's magazine.
Shout out to Mrs. PG.
You posted it on the Playhouse. I'll send you a link.
Okay. All right, so we got another caller right now from the Milwaukee area. We're going to hurry up and bring him in because we only got 9 minutes remaining. 414, how you is?
Y'all nasty.
We ain't nasty.
I knew it was only a matter of time before I would bring her in.
We ain't nasty.
Hey,
Miss
TG. I called in. I hear somebody talking about smashing. I log in. I hear about teabagging. Y'all nasty.
Wow.
Well, now that we have you on the phone and we all know the answer, for all those that don't know, this is Mrs. PG from IndieBuilding.Ning.com, Blue Sky Entertainment. She's a woman of many hats. So we asked him right now, which do you prefer to perform? Do you perform oral or do you perform vaginal? Which one do you prefer? Which one do you prefer?
My response is, if you want to lick it, let me put it in your face. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Right. I don't have that.
A woman that knows what you want.
All right.
Not a woman that knows what you want.
All right, folks. Listen, we are down to the last last 7 minutes, six minutes, I'm going to put this one out here. Do y'all want to do overtime? Because we could do an hour of overtime.
If you're on the chat room,
if you're listening from anywhere, by all means, please hurry up and call in to 805-830-8320, because at approximately 11 p.m., the stream will stop. But however, we will all still remain on the phone talking what we're talking. But you can always listen to the archives and catch the last part of the conversation. So 805-830-8320, press that number 1 and join the conversation. I'm going to let y'all know who's on the air right now. We got John from Columbus, Ohio. We got Miss PG from Milwaukee. We got Buddha from Miami. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge. We got Shelly from New Orleans. We got Black Reporter from somewhere over there in Louisiana. We got we got Bless from
New Iberia, to be exact.
Right. We got Bless from Trenton, New Jersey. We got myself from Brooklyn. And we have Renee. We have Renee from Milwaukee as well. Okay, so we are freaky people. I'm going to play this one last song. Y'all need to tune in next Tuesday as we, because this song was requested, so I have to play it now. We're going to play this last song, and you can join us next Tuesday as we talk about dating techniques. When the roles are reversed, when a lady approaches a man, do the lady have to pay on the first date? That's what we want to know. Is that happening? Is that happening in 2011? We all independent, but are we paying? Men, do you prefer her to pay? Would you let her pay? You know how we do. So tune in next Tuesday. What's next Tuesday? June 28th, 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to pause everybody. Go get your cups of water. Go use your bathroom. Go think of some more dirty questions, and we're going to continue the conversation. Right now, this is a song, a blues song, I should say, folks, by the one and only Marvin Sees. Yeah, I've heard us play it on here before. This is by request. Yeah, we're going to play the Candy Liquor, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation. You got 5 minutes remaining on the clock to join us, 805-830-8320, and you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm not ashamed no more. I want to do the thing that you love never did before, girl. Baby, let me be your candy liquor, girl. I just want to be. I'm not ashamed. I want to be your candy liquor, girl. Let me lick you up, let me lick you down. Turn on, baby, let me lick you all around. Oh, let me lick you, girl, like you never should. Oh, baby, oh, honey, I wanna lick you, girl. I wanna make you feel good, like your lover should. I wanna lick you till you come. I'm not lying, girl. Let me be your
tell you about most men. When most men come, you know what? Do you think they give a damn whether you come, girl? Huh, oh yeah? Well, baby, I got news for you. Girl, they don't give a damn whether you come. All they want to do is go to sleep or smoke a cigarette. But I'm Jody, baby.
I will lick you up. I'll lick you down. Turn, baby, and I'll lick you all around. Oh, I'll lick you good, girl, like your lover should.
Like this. I'm going to stick out my tongue now. You know what? I want to make you come. I want to make you feel good. I want to lick you till you come. I'm not lying, girl. Everybody say, come on. I want to make you come. Let me be your candy liquor, girl. I want to be a candy liquor girl. Now here's another advantage Jody has on her husband. The husband have to work to pay the bills, baby. But check it out. Jody ain't got no job, baby. Jody ain't got no bills. While your husband is on his job thinking about the bills, you know where Jody is, girl? Jody's at your house giving you a thrill. And I'm Jody.
Let me be. I wanna be your candy liquor girl. Let me lick you up. Let me lick you down. Turn, baby. Let me lick you all around. Oh, let me lick you, girl, like your lover should. Oh, baby. Oh, honey. I wanna lick. I wanna lick you in the morning. And if that's all right with you, baby, you know what? I wanna lick you in the evening. And if you really like the way I'm licking you, girl, you know what? I wanna lick you late at night. Give me a chance. All I'm trying to do is prove my love to you, baby.
I don't know. What's the ring ring?
Oh,
you were fucking up anyway. Don't get fucked up.
Oh, don't get fucked up. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, I was supposed to hear that.
Whoa.
I know.
Damn.
What happened? Who's going to get fucked up?
Nothing.
Oh, that's a, okay, all right.
Did Julie get exposed out there or something?
Right, did we a little too fast there? We went a little too fast there. Okay, folks, we are now on the back end of Phone Fantasy Radio. We got an hour left, or actually we got 58 minutes remaining on the clock. We got everybody here. Are we missing anybody? We're going to do a roll call one last time. Blessed Child, are you with us?
I'm here.
Black Report, are you still there?
Of course.
Shelly, are we still with us?
Yes.
Lady C?
I'm here.
Buddha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Renee?
Yeah, I'm here.
John.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely here.
Don't be trying to put on your sexy voice. No, wait, hold on, John. Don't be trying to put on your sexy voice now.
No, that's wrong. What flavor would they consider you?
Miss PG, you still with us?
This roll call is even nasty. Ew.
You know what I'm talking
about? Hey, Lady C. Hey, Miss PG.
You know who fault that is, right? That's not even my fault this time. That's Buddha fault.
Whatever. Oh, and I have to say, and I must say hello, Renee. Hey.
How you playing, Renee?
So can I ask something real quick? What's going on? How do we feel about the 69 position?
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Let me say something. Hold
up. Buddha. Why we gotta hold on so you can say something, huh?
Are you
trying to shut us down?
Oh no, not at all. I love it.
Okay. So
in a very special way.
So tell us about your love for it. Tell us about your love for it, Buddha.
I like the art of war.
Hello.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets tiring, it doesn't always win, but still, it's okay.
It's okay. Just as long as you participate. Just as long as you're participating, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way. It's the only way I can actually do certain things. So I appreciate it.
All right, ladies, what do y'all prefer? Do y'all prefer to be on the bottom or the top?
No other way.
Ladies, which do y'all prefer to be on the bottom top of a 69? Do you prefer to be
like
the 6 or the 9? Okay.
I like to be on the top. I like to ride his face.
Let me just say.
Bring out the Kama Sutra.
Can I ask her a question?
Bring out the what?
The Kama Sutra, but let's talk in pictures.
Can I ask her a question?
Go right on ahead.
The one who says you want to ride his face.
Yeah.
And how is it you like to do that? Do you like to grab the wall? Do you like to grab his legs?
Well, if it's a 69, you can only grab one.
She said right in the face. She didn't say nothing about 69. I'm just asking.
Well, you can 69 and ride the face, baby.
I'm just curious.
I can
69
and ride his face and suck on him while I'm riding his face. And we both be happy.
Okay. I just wanted to hear the story. My bad. I'm a little hurt or
something. Right.
I can give you a special interview if you want.
My bad.
Let me just say, Buddha.
That's Buddha and Lady C.
I can't do that for very long. This show, I can't do that for very long because you'll end up looking like a glazed donut in the face. I'm sorry.
But guess
what? They like that.
We have to be aware that we all sound like a bunch of blah 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 blah, blah right now. It got hot out here all of a sudden. I swear, where the remote for the AC?
It's
hot up in here for real. Like what? Sweating and stuff. Got to put the AC back on. All right, so. We're gonna go down and work our way up.
Why can you say that, Crush?
Pun intended. But my thoughts, I'm gonna answer first. My thoughts on the 69 is I wanna be skinny for one day when it comes to 69.
Okay.
I wish I was skinny just for one day. There's a position I wanna do. And I know it's not even the fact of him not being able to hold me. I know I can't hold myself. And
what position is that?
That position is his back up against the wall.
Oh, and holding you up.
His back up against the wall, and we in that flip position.
The upside down one. Oh yeah, I like that right there.
Mm-hmm. I want to be skinny with no titties.
that's no fun, Crush.
No, but listen, there's probably some women out there that are big and some men that can actually hold that much weight up and do what he does and vice versa. But it's no fun if my titties is beating me in my forehead. And
try on the knees. Why don't you try with him on his knees on the bed?
I can't get to the penis if I have a bunch of F's beating me in my forehead.
You understand? Pull them to the side, mommy. You pull them to the side.
Now you want me to work. See, this is why I said I want to be skinny. If I'm skinny, if I'm skinny with just a little bit, it ain't going to be that difficult. What happened?
Crush. Did you say you're a bunch of F's?
Yeah, I wear 50 F's.
Lord. I thought that too. I was just trying to be good. Really trying. It was trying. Listen, I was trying to be good.
Y'all crazy. This is the time.
You don't have to be good,
this is the time not to be good, Buddha. Right. This is the time. Not to be good. This is the time to be as freaky and freaky and nosy.
I got the right one, baby.
Don't talk like that, because I'll make another episode, and we'll do this all night, right?
You got the right crew, baby.
Right now, right, Lady C? Right.
Our audience coming tonight. Stop playing.
Radio. Don't bring it. Don't scratch our back like that. We try to behave.
Everybody going to be
back.
Wet.
Yeah, and happy.
Let me see. Fresh sanitary napkin all around. Lady C.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm a hit up on your memory real quick. Do you remember last year when we were doing the show and someone in this room created a certain noise that quieted every single woman?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right, let me see. What do you call it? I called it a growl or a roar. That's when he was Simba, right?
Thank you. That's what he was doing.
Wow, you called him Simba.
He was Simba. You know how Simba in the movie Simba be talking roar, and then he finally kids raw. That's what happened. We were talking about something. We were talking about something. And
how old are you?
How old am I?
How old are you?
Oh, wow. I'm actually 38.
Are you on Facebook?
You like older women?
Do you like younger women? Come on, let's see. Sit your ass down.
Do I like
do you
what
like
kind of women?
Older women?
Like older women? I've dated older women. I've dated older women, too.
Ladies. Look, Lady C. Sit your ass down, hot ass. You like them super fluffy?
Hello?
You like them super fluffy?
It's not. It doesn't matter. It's just it's the woman. It's the woman. I can't say I don't like skinny girls. So.
All right.
I'm not a skinny girl fan.
We don't hate
on
skinny people in here.
No, I hated skinny girls before because I actually made a move on them.
All right. Can I just say this? Is anybody on Facebook? Okay, somebody's phone cut up and I was talking over them. What was that?
I was saying that we big girls, we're not a snack, we're a whole meal. We're on a diet,
Okay, can I ask a question though? Is anybody on Facebook? Are we not friends on Facebook? Can we be friends on Facebook? I.E. Buddha, are you on Facebook?
Wow.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah? You gonna tell me your name?
Nope.
Okay, how about this? How about you send me a first question? And what you mean no? You don't tell me no.
I know, that's why I said no.
No.
Most people don't want to hear that.
You know what? Let me write this number down.
I think Buddha into S&M. That's what I think. He wants you to welcome fresh
into S&M.
And you know what? He found the right one, baby. You mean some big beef. And you know what? You know what? Somebody pass me the whip so I can beat John. So, John, you're going to start with these damn sound effects over there.
Hello.
Pass me the paddle.
John
wants a paddle.
Wow.
John.
Oh, wow.
It's being a lucky
boy.
We're not nasty.
Wow.
We're not nasty.
Shut up.
We're
what kind of whip do you
right,
want?
Right.
You want a horsetail whip?
I don't think my ears belong in this room.
I want a flock.
Oh.
I want a leather whip. All right, so we're going to move it right along. I'm going to go down to Black Reporter. when it comes to bondage and discipline, when it comes to bondage and discipline, what have you done?
Shut up, Lady C.
And what will you not do? Now that I got that confirmation right there. You know she ain't got to say much when it comes to me. What have you done? and what haven't you done?
Actually, I haven't crossed that line yet.
Huh?
I haven't crossed that line yet.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Okay, but what have you done as far as okay, let's broaden it a little bit. What have you done as far as those fetishes are concerned?
Fetishes?
As far as those fetishes are concerned, what have you done?
I love licking from head to toe. I love pleasing my woman. Who's that making comments out there?
What the hell is going on?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't. Okay, so let's move it along because Black Report is just going to tell us the same stuff we already know. All right.
One
of the best is Shelly.
I thought we banned Black Report for telling this story.
No, we didn't. Oh, that's a whole other can. We done with that can. Shelly?
Yeah.
As far as the fetish of bondage and discipline, have you performed it or have you had it performed on you? Or
I've actually a very good dominatrix. I have tools and I've used them on and they like it.
Can you tell us your tools?
Well, I have a whip, like I have a very I have some duct tape. I have body gels, metal panties, all kinds of fetishes. I've had my toes stuck. So,
very few fetishes I haven't tried. Huh?
There are very few fetishes I haven't tried.
Oh, okay. All right. So, moving right along down the line, Buddha, you've been humming and moaning and you've been participating. We do appreciate you. What about this S&M, BDM? What have you tried? And what are you willing to do?
I thought you were asking something simple, like if I have or not. Like.
No, you know I'm not.
Have I tried it? Some things, yes. Am I open? Yeah. But the reason why I'm open is because I'm a pleaser when it comes to my partner. So
you are submissive. So you play the submissive role.
No. I've never been a submissive. But I can be with the right woman. But I've never played the submissive, no. I don't have an issue. I don't have really have an issue with it. It's just a matter of role play. And I've done a lot of that.
Really? What kind of roles you done
play? What kind of roles I play? I played a pimp.
A pimp in the
alley. Making her get out.
Pimp in the alley.
I played security at what do you call those dudes at the prison?
Correctional officer. Oh, did you have the uniform? Did you have the uniform?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Oh. It's crazy.
I don't know about the other ladies, but I like uniforms. I don't know. I like to see a nice mother.
A mother.
That's interesting.
I don't know about the uniforms. Like I don't like the uniforms. I like the check uniforms bring.
I like the uniforms.
We've been role playing like going somewhere. Acting like I don't know you and meeting you. For the first time.
Ooh, like the bar.
It was that, what's that place?
It's like Fridays, but it's the other one.
Denny?
No.
TGIF?
TGIF? Not TGIF Fridays. It's the other one.
Hooligan?
It's like the same. No.
Rocco's Waffle House, nigga, we don't know. Anyway, moving on. Moving on, Tom. Now you're going to start making me hungry.
It was like a TGI Friday, meeting there at the ball.
Sonic. Okay. It was Sonic.
Picking a home, yeah.
Sonic?
Pretending like
it was
a bar night, basically.
It was at a bar.
It was at Sonic.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one night.
I want to be picked up at 7-Eleven.
Oh, hell no.
I want to have a slushie and a hot dog in my hand. Like, huh?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, got a question. What about...
You're not finished, Black Reporter. Hold your question. Write it down. We're
okay.
Not finished. You can't just switch the topic. Lady C.
Yes?
Oh.
Bondage and discipline.
Get her. Yes, blindfold.
Don't worry, honey.
Blindfold.
Rope.
I haven't done
that.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Tied hands up, getting
tied to the bed.
I've been the matron who told him where to kiss it, where to lick it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Told him how to stick it. He's probably very good.
Wow, yeah.
I want to come to Louisiana.
Slow
up, Pat. Y'all quiet.
I was a nun and he had been bad, so I had to
teach
him.
Oh, I gotta try that one.
Oh, I've been the nun.
Oh,
that's some anime.
That's some
anime shit right there. That's some anime.
Oh yeah, that's
what I'm
talking about. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Maybe at the confident.
He was a bad boy.
All right.
Make it up.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's move it on. Renee, bondage and discipline. What have you done? What haven't you done?
I've never done the whips and chains. That's like my fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
but I have done the toes before. But yeah, the whips. That's my fantasy. So maybe I might get to fulfill that one day.
Renee, how old are you?
All right,
35.
All right, well, we all over 30s on this line. It'll
happen for you.
We grown. Look at you, Miami. Don't talk about it unless you're making road trips.
I'm just saying, it ain't happened before.
Yeah, unless you want to be the doctor and make house calls. The summer's still early.
Don't make me break out my little briefcase now. Stop lying.
Like I'm saying, the summer is still. We're going to have a phone fantasy.
Love Dr. Will Travel. Let me stop.
We could have a fall fantasy radio swing party. That's how we gonna do it. Okay, we got John and then we got Mrs. PG. Mrs. PG, I know she got us on mute. John, bondage and discipline. What have you done? What you willing to do? What's your take on that right there?
I like being tied up. No, definitely.
I like time.
Okay, you call me, yes. How can I help you?
You can sit on my face.
Bondage and discipline.
You ain't ready for that.
Bondage and
discipline.
Ew.
Bondage and discipline.
I just gotta say, ew, Renee is nasty. No, she ain't. As long as she makes my face look
nasty.
Like a glazed donut.
Oh, God. Ew, nasty. I don't think my ears is ready for this room. My ears can't handle all this stuff.
Well, you ain't hang up yet, though.
I know, right? Because I had to say, ew, Renee is nasty. No?
Whatever.
But no, okay, whatever. Okay, what's my question?
All right, so you know what, PG? Out of the bondage, the discipline, the stuff that you heard,
Is there anything that you are willing to try?
Oh, I'll beat any nigga.
Wow, really? Everybody else is nasty.
Well, when you put it
I
like
mean,
that,
I think I would get enjoyment out of beating a nigga. I mean, why not beat
him? Nah, it's not
you
nice.
Really would.
Right?
What you was going to say,
but
no. Go ahead, BB.
But, you know, when I was doing the phone sex thing, I did have to, you know, role play these situations. And, you know, I would have to say they were very, very disgusting. But, hey, I love my sex. So I can sympathize with the things you're saying because I might have to go back in business because the stories y'all telling me going to get me paid.
What was your best scenario, if you don't mind that?
I was saying the same thing.
Look at you, you all nasty. Ew.
You know she keeps saying we nasty with a big Kool-Aid smile on her face, right?
Right.
With a big smile on her face.
That's why my cam is off.
The question is, though, how much of this stuff is actually flipping the switch?
I didn't do any of those things.
Not yet.
Not saying that you did it, but how much of this is actually turning you on?
Exactly.
You know what? This is going to sound crazy, but what turns me on is cash.
No, it doesn't sound crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy at all.
I'm like shorty, man. Look, y'all talking about, man, I do DVDs, man. That's, you know, I can get money off that shit.
Well, you know, that's funny you said it. I press and duplicate DVDs, you know. I got you. I'll plug the city with your stuff.
Look at y'all.
Phone Fantasy Radio Productions.
No.
Right.
Hey.
And I put Phone Fantasy on it. And look,
look,
I put a sound
bite.
Look, I put a sound bite. Phone Fantasy
Production. Wow. Can I
join that line?
That's copyrighted, y'all. That's copyrighted right there.
Right there. It's all crushy.
Right. Black, can I be your hot guy tonight? Yes, ma'am. You said something.
I think I just asked it. How much is this turning everybody on? And the question, the next question is the fact of, I know what it was. Would face sitting be included on that? Because that is a fetish that I do enjoy.
I'm going to charge back for my face.
Okay, so, all right, so that's my area of expertise right there, right? So I have this guy.
Let me know if you need me.
All right.
So, wait, who's saying this? This is a crush.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to share a story with y'all, right? I know this guy. I've been dealing with him for about a little over 3 years now. And he actually paid me for a face sitting session. Now, folks, let me explain this to y'all, folks. When we're talking about face sitting, we're not talking about him eating my pussy or anything of the nature. I actually do keep my clothes on. I do have a pair of boy shorts on or a tank top or a nightie or whoever. I do have clothes on. And he likes to feel the pressure. He likes to feel the pressure upon his head and his chest. Now,
to call the fire of it.
Okay. Now, I'm 400 pounds. Everybody know that, right? That's why I call myself. Now, he likes to feel it, the 400 pounds. We go there, we have a bomb time. I go to his house. He pays for me to come out there. We have a bomb time. We eat, we drink, you know, he got to fatten me up and get me heavy. You know, got to get the belly heavy, you know. And then he want me to just basically crush his head. So the last time I went to go see him, we was doing what we was doing. He have an ottoman that he has, right? And he put the ottoman down. and he put his hat down. He was kneeling down on his, you know, he was like bent over, kneeling down, bent over. And he put his hat down. And I came down. I came down. My big body came down on him. And I tell you, okay, who's that talking while I'm talking? Shut the fuck up. What the hell? And
I was giving a play-by-play, my bad.
No, don't give me play-by-play. I came down, I tell you, it was less than maybe 10 seconds, his legs went limp.
Ooh, damn.
Went limp. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like Law and Order, and I like CSI. Hold on, let me see. I like Law and Order, and I love some CSI. Now,
okay.
when I got up and looked down, his eyes were closed and he was drooling.
That's not a good sign.
I didn't run like I was going to do, just grab my purse and go. I didn't do that. I actually wiped everything down. I actually sat there and tried to wake him up. I smacked him on the face a little bit, and come to find out, he must have held his breath when I came down. He must have put the breath and held his breath and actually ended up passing out underneath.
That's what sex snorkels are for. Get a sex snorkel.
Smart fucking. Exactly.
The sad thing about this whole situation is I enjoyed it.
What was you doing it for if you wasn't enjoying yourself? Shit.
So, see, that's the thing. I love to, like, I don't, if somebody say, oh, I want to eat you and I want you to sit on my face and eat you out, I don't want to do that. I'm scared you're right and you might die. I seen that episode of Law and Order.
Oh,
Lord. Yeah. Big girl asphyxiation.
Y'all seen that right
there.
Yeah, actually, I have.
I ain't gonna lie. I almost died.
It was a few weeks ago, in fact. That's what they make snorkels for. They got sex snorkels. You hook them up to your nose, and you get the hose that lets you breathe.
Usually, do you use a finger? You put that thigh on the side and get your air hose. But, like I'm saying,
First of all,
everybody got fun.
I'm about to hang up and y'all about to go.
PlatinumPleasure.com.
The trade has gone off the deep end.
Right. See, now y'all making me treat y'all like y'all 2 years old, and I'm just going to mute everybody. And if you can't get back on, so the fuck be it. Because y'all going to stop talking over me like y'all don't hear me. This is my show. I don't know where y'all thought y'all was at, but the last I remember, this was Phone Fantasy Radio. So right now, y'all all muted, okay? Till I finish saying what the fuck I got to say. Because y'all not going to be talking over me, all right? Just letting y'all know that. Y'all can't get back on, so be it. If you don't like what the fuck I'm saying, you can hang up and you can kick them rocks. Now, I'm going to open up 414-763 because you came here being all ruckus.
All right? That ain't my fault.
It is your fault.
I was just trying to contribute to the conversation.
No, that's not how you contribute to the conversation. We grown, so you need to. First of all, you need to apologize to me and my show for being disrespectful.
I don't know about all that, Madam.
And you can go back on mute, or you can get the phone back to who had it. So that's how I'm looking at the situation right now. Now you can either apologize to Phone Fantasy Radio, or you can just hang up and move on.
Hey, I ain't bowing down unless you pay me.
Okay,
here go the previous talker.
Okay, right.
Damn, y'all, he got kicked off that fast?
He got kicked off that. It's not about bowing down, but you can't be coming on a radio show at that and you hear somebody talking. You think that's bowing down? No, that's not bowing down. That's just showing respect. I wouldn't come on your show and start yelling at your phone or giving you play-by-play. Ew. Anyway. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden. So we're gonna try this one more game. We're going to try this one more game, and I'm going to bring people back, and, you know, y'all need to act like y'all got some damn sense, so we can just end this right now, pretty much. Buddha, I mean, Blessed Child, Black Reporter, Shelly, Lady C, Buddha, Renee, John, and Mrs. PG. How y'all is?
We are.
I don't know. You muted me.
I'm fine.
I'm lost because Gela was on the phone, so I don't know what, how the conversation went left.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Well, we were talking about faith sitting, and I was giving my play-by-play story, and your rude-ass Gela
killed
was
the
at
man.
Home. I didn't always kill him. I got up. But
you
however, somebody did say they had an experience where they felt like they was almost gonna die. I don't know who that was because everybody was talking at one time. They was like they had a similar experience or they was gonna die or something.
Yeah.
But somebody was also speaking about
that wasn't Getta.
Getta
was talking about the sex snorkel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said I almost died.
Okay, how you almost died?
I couldn't breathe.
Oh, you gotta give us more details than that, nigga. Like, what?
You looking there? There were two different instances I almost couldn't breathe, right? Mm-hmm. The chick was hugging me, but she had some big old titties and was in my face. And she was hugging, like, really, really tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you hug, like, ooh, that type of shit? But she was, ooh, too long. No air, just solid titty smothering me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The other time was in a particular position where the chick was grabbing the wall. Like, this was my girlfriend at the time. She was grabbing the wall, right? And she was straddled me, like almost.
Mm-hmm.
Literally on my chest, like,
mm-hmm.
literally, like, fucking my tongue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she got really excited and then dropped her weight. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Never had to fling her off me because, like, she was, like, you know, I was shaking and shit or whatever. She was busting her nut. They realized she was fucking killing me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that happened
so to me. So I had to kind of push her off. But usually I fly, like, a finger through the thigh and it give me a little air,
mm-hmm.
a little air. And I can go for days, but still, you know.
Okay. Ooh, somebody's home. You're getting mad static. Okay. That's happened to me before. I had a session where I was underneath a man. And what guys fail to realize is, you know, the nose and the mouth is all connected.
Yep. We don't fail to realize that. Y'all fail to realize that when y'all come up.
Listen. Stop talking over me. All right? Some men, not you, if it doesn't apply, let the shit fly. Men do fail to realize that the nose and the mouth is all connected. So if I'm trying to breathe through my nose and you got your way in my back of my throat, can't breathe. And I can't breathe, nigga. And I had to literally fling this nigga like I did. I flung him. He flew. He flew, and we laughed about it afterwards when he got up off the floor.
Whoa.
Because he was really, you know, he had a nice size. He's at least over 10 inches. And he was over top of my face. Like, I like dick. You know, I like it in my mouth. And I don't mind you sitting on my face. But you got to make sure that I can breathe. Brother, make sure I could breathe. He was in there, he was going to part in, and that shit just making them a damn nerves. Like, he was a little skinny dude, though, so I flung him. That was fun. Anyway, any other I almost died instances of sex?
Well, not an almost died instance, but I know exactly what you're talking about, Crush, because at one time, my ex-wife was close to 450. You know, she is now somewhere in the vicinity of 272 because she had gastric bypass because it was the weight was killing her and everything. But still, you know, I'm very, very familiar with ladies of that size, and to a certain degree, you know, supersized BBWs are a good thing in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All right. So. We still have people on the phone. Do people hang up? I can't see everybody. Is everybody still here?
I'm here, but I'm not going to second. Your co-host is always here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What you about to go do?
Go to work.
Oh, okay. So you're going to ask. She's stupid. Oh, you work.
Yeah, I do work. I work two jobs, actually.
You gonna add me as a friend?
Who works two jobs?
I do.
Who's I?
Buddha.
Buddha. Oh, hey, Buddha. My name is PC. No, I'm just kidding.
Buddha, have you ever worked in radio, bro?
Nah, I would like to. I wouldn't mind doing it. I was more into it. I DJed before.
You do have a wonderful voice.
You ever worked in phone sex? You have. What's your number?
I was just going to say that.
Have I worked in phone sex?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got, a great time. I can. I've done a lot of phone sex, but I never worked for phone sex.
All right.
Oh, what you want me to charge you? Okay. I have no problem. My PayPal is platinumpeace@yahoo.com. Hit me up with the number, and I got you.
Y'all
wilding
out.
You know, y'all laughing, but she is so serious.
I give you my email address.
Really,
I'm
very
serious. I know she is. I give you my email address. My email address is Buddha, B-U-D-D-A-H, 337.
Is what?
At live.
Buddha, Clutchy, get that for me. Get that for me. Get that for me, Clutchy.
All right. All right. I'm going to actually give it to you. Right.
I'm getting ready to show
you. Hey, no, Clutchy, you better give it to me.
What? I'm going to actually give it to you. Right. I got it right.
B-U-D-D-A-H-337.
B-U-D-D-A-H-337.
@live.com.
Clutchy, stop being a hater.
You see me?
@live.com.
I guess it ain't meant for me to have a crush. You don't want me to have your email address.
Wow.
She's keeping it for herself.
I didn't ask this man.
Wow. Just think Buddha337@live.com.
You see how I'm
it's
talking to me?
It's from the original Buddha. It's my the last letters are reversed. It's not H-A-A-H.
You see how he just ignored me? You see?
Okay.
He's a little whore.
He's a whore.
Oh,
wow.
You see how he just said it? I've been asking this question for the last 5 minutes. He has not responded.
What was the question?
I said, are you going to add me as a friend on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll do that because I see you on the Playhouse, so I'll add you.
Oh.
Buddha.
Yeah.
Buddha, also grab me, bro.
Don't grab him. Don't touch him.
Well, add me on Facebook.
Do you ever be on Flag?
Me?
But I am on Facebook, PG Bruce Scott, Brewsky.
Right. And he's Francis. He's Francis. Only one Francis up there.
Say it again. PG what?
PG. It's PG. Then the last name is Brewsky. Yes.
PG.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Scott. Brewsky.
Okay, the second letter is a G or a C? Say a name
G.
For the letter.
Platinum Goddess is P G.
There you go, P G.
Then it's Bruce Scott, B R E W S K Y.
So your first name starts with an L and your last name starts with an E, Buddha? Oh, yeah, I found you.
Ooh, okay. Then.
I sent that request.
I just like joking around, though, man. I'm a silly cat, but I like joking around, though. You feel me?
Yeah, you good. Yeah.
Buddha, you ever interested in actually hosting a show?
don't mind doing it. I'm actually supposed to be doing it with Kirby.
Stop that.
Oh, okay. Who are you talking to?
What happened to my show? You're supposed to run my board.
I don't know what happened to your show.
Wow.
What?
We friends already on Facebook.
No, we're not. Just sent a request.
We friends on Facebook already.
You got another
one? I'm going to page. She
you got that crush can
canceled.
In your mouth. You got that crush can in your mouth.
How you doing?
Yeah, that she do.
That she do.
Crush can and a Pepsi can.
We have our come on now. Our mutual friends are administrators for Swag. What you talking about?
Oh, I must have sent the request to the wrong person. There's a lot of
booty. You got Eric. You got D1. You got the executive Swag.
Yeah, I don't know what
the people are. These are the people that I...
You got strong, booty. Luda and I, we're both in Playhouse.
Yeah, we're in the Playhouse, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in the Playhouse,
you're
too.
You're in the Playhouse, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the Playhouse, too. I got invited to the Playhouse.
I want
to
get in the Playhouse.
I want to Playhouse.
I
want to
play.
I want to see what's her.
Yeah,
I'm
if you're on Facebook.
You're in the Playhouse?
I'm in the Playhouse.
I'm going to add me to the Playhouse. It's all good, though.
We're going to have a tea party.
It's a secret group. You gotta be invited by a member.
What's your name, man?
Huh?
What's your name? My
who's?
No, the brother that asked me to add him. What's his name?
Blessed Child.
The Crush Hearts.
You're already in the group, Crush.
I already added you, Crush.
I don't see you.
Oh, no, I had a drug.
Okay,
who the hell are you?
Oh, you sent me a request. I got you.
I did not kick Gail out of his show.
I accept you.
I didn't kick you out of the show. You left voluntarily. I told you that you needed to apologize before Fair.
Renee Wright? Who's
yeah.
Renee Wright?
That's me.
That's
nasty girl.
Whatever,
mistake toy.
What about me? What's your damn name?
I just added you.
Oh, I'm not crazy.
Somebody else asked me to ask them. Who was it?
Bless you. I'm trying to talk to all the freaks.
He's requesting you and your services.
It's called a Playhouse. I know a Playhouse. When I live at, it's a go-go bar. So it's called a Playhouse. Man, number freaks on here. You're a male or you're a female. Keep it well.
Oh, really? Yeah. You an admin?
Buddha,
I added you. Yeah,
Buddha and Crush. We need to bring Ruben in here, though.
Who?
Ruben.
Well, it's too late to bring Ruben set up in here.
No. Not tonight. I mean, in the future. Is he the big dog in the Playhouse or what?
Oh, Ruben.
Yeah,
enough of this Playhouse.
I don't do no posts on the Playhouse. He be on there posting a lot, so you know.
Let's move on.
You got 10 minutes. I mean, not even 10.
I know. Let's move on. Okay, enough of this Playhouse and Kirby. Ain't nobody fucking advertising Phone Fancy Radio. Fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait. Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt.
I meant to get to it, but the studio has been crazy.
These motherfuckers ain't been leaving till like 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. I ain't slept in like 4 days. Okay?
Whoa.
I'm
I'm trying to see what's good with PG, cause she like making money, man.
Well,
I'm
making money as we speak right now.
I love putting out money. You know what? Go to bed, because you were supposed to email me yesterday. Go to bed.
Sounds like a personal issue.
Right. You see how they do me, right? Y'all just witnesses. On Tuesday, he was talking to us. Yeah, go to the archives, folks.
Wrong.
Y'all see this in action.
Crush.
Tuesday,
crush. You know,
he was like,
crush.
I'm going to email you, Crush. I want you to network, blah, blah, blah. And here we are on Thursday, not even one single, hey, how you doing,
hey,
email. Okay, folks? So.
Hey, Crush. I'm going to advertise this show. I'm going to advertise this show to the fullest, man. Guarantee that. I love your show, man. You got one of the realest shows out right now, man. I'm gonna put it out there right now. You got one of the realest shows that I've been on.
We appreciate it.
One of the shows that I've been on, man.
Oh, Black, what are you doing talking to you?
Damn.
I appreciate all the love, because all I do is show love. Anyway, thank y'all once again. We're going to end it on this note. Bless Child, Black Reporter, Shelly, Lady C, Buddha, Renee, John, Miss PG, and even rude ass ghetto.
Who's laughing you on Facebook, by the way? That shit's hilarious.
Right.
Y'all, we doing Blog Talk TV tonight? I ain't going to my show, so I'm up. We were supposed to go perform, but we didn't.
Okay, so, that's
something I can't get into.
You know, it wasn't about the life-saving info. It was just on how your presentation will ghetto. As a matter of fact, Renee, can you put ghetto on the phone, please?
Sure can. There you go.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
What up, y'all?
Uh-huh.
What's up, ghetto?
Listen,
hey, ghetto.
Hey. My bad. I'm trying to be nice to me now, Crush.
I'm not
you ain't
trying
crusty
to be
no more. You back
listen,
to
listen,
crush.
Listen. I'm not trying to be.
You think you ain't crusty no more? You back to a crush?
I'm not trying to be nice to you, but don't sit there and say I kicked you off the show and I'm a meanie. I wasn't the one being rude. You was the one being rude. You admitted to being rude, and then you left the show because you didn't want to sit up there and apologize. So now that's not me being mean, and that's not me kicking you off the show.
All right, girl, I got
to make a move. I was just trying to say lies, so.
Later, Buddha.
Bye, Buddha.
Have a good night.
Bye, Buddha. Thank you for calling.
Night.
Bye.
Hope you're calling on the 30th. Yeah, we're
going to
talk about that.
Just remind me on Facebook.
Is that when the next show is, the 30th?
No, the next show is on Tuesday, but on the 30th, we'll be talking about Fat Girls. Tuesday, we're talking about dating techniques. You know, when a woman approaches a man and things like that. But anyway, back to ghetto. Ghetto, are you going to apologize to Fall Fancy Radio? Because you wasn't just rude to me. You was rude to everybody in the room.
How was I rude, though? Break that down for me. I don't understand that.
All right. First of all, when we finish, download the episode and go all the way down to 2 hours and 40 minutes when you got on, okay? You first picked up the phone, and you first of all started repeating everything I said.
I had the phone away from my mouth. I was trying to let Renee know what you were saying because she was wondering what I was laughing at.
Right. That's how it was. But that's not how it. That's not how we heard it, okay? Secondly, as people are talking, you keep saying that's what a circle is for. Like, you was really, it's one thing to say it, and then it's another thing to sit up there and try to scream over the person so you can get your point across.
Hey, man, I'm trying to save lives here.
I understand you're trying to save lives, but it's not about what you're trying to do, it's how you're trying to do it. You get what I'm saying?
I feel you. If you feel I was all barging in with the life-saving info, then I apologize for that.
Aw, good job, cousin.
You got love from this side, bro.
On that note, I want everybody to give their last shout out because we towards the end anyway. We got like 2 minutes remaining. So starting down to Bless, make it quick and snappy. What's your last commentary?
Man, you know I end it off like that, man. I want to give a bigger shout to my love of my life, my baby girl, my daughter, man. You know.
Okay, that's what's
up.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for participating. Thank you for doing the overtime with us. We're going to go down to Shelly. Shelly, still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, Shelly. Let me ask you
this.
Shelly, did you enjoy your first time at Phone Fantasy Radio?
Oh, my
first
cherry.
Time?
Oh, my God.
My cherry was popped real good.
I'm about to charge you for that.
Yeah, you gotta charge me. But it was wonderful. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Any last commentary about whatever we talked about or shout out to whoever?
Well, it's too much to say, but I just want to say I enjoyed myself. I always love to meet new people, new ideas, but all I can say is don't be shy. I mean, it's the real world. We're talking about sex and love and everything in between. So that's it.
That's what's up. We're down to like 30 seconds, so everybody just go ham now. All right, thank you, everybody.
Bye.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is ahead. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear or you heard everything we played, I go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see y'all in a little while. And until Tuesday night, you are in. And Crush and the Black Reporter are out.
Peace, everybody.
Bruce,
good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Okay.